and welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm Sharmila Molly. I'm a self-love expert, an intuitive healer, and also your hostess for this podcast. You are about to hear inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence, maintaining self-love and sanity, as we answer the calling of being a healer and running a business. I would really appreciate it if you could help me grow this podcast by telling others about it and by becoming a patron by donating monthly or giving a generous one-time donation. When you donate, it lets me know that you love what I'm doing, and by donating, you are supporting me, a healer running a small business. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get on with the show. Hello, and welcome back to The Confident Healer. My name is Sharmila Molly, and I am the founder of the 9-month Confident Healer Reiki training program. It starts in the fall, and I'm back doing my Akashic Records series. This is part 4. So about a few months ago, I went on to Reddit, one of my favorite places to go, and they have a subreddit called Akashic Records, and I asked if anyone would like to give me questions. So these are from some of the Redditors that responded. And so I'm doing a reading of I opened the records of the founders of the Akashic Records. And instead of in the past, I've done readings where did the reading beforehand and wrote my answers and then read them. And this time I'm just doing it while recording. So let's go at the first. Question here. And let's see. So one Redditor asked, I'd like to particularly know what physical skill of mine is it in this lifetime that'll help guide me towards fulfilling my soul's purpose. So let's see. Gift of gab is what the first thing that comes up is. You're a great conversationalist. You enjoy talking to people. So naturally, something to do with having these conversations. So one is pointing me to podcast, to tell you about podcasting. And then I'm also getting like working for the radio or working for TV, getting a talk show. Because you also like to help people. So being able to help people using your physical attribute of working with your intellect, your empathy, and your throat expression. So that's what I'm getting for you is talking to people. You could start out with a YouTube channel, and going out and interviewing people on the street is what I'm getting. So yeah, that's all I'm getting for that question. All right. So the next question is, I would like to know what my gifts are. And I put the username on here so that it can connect to that person. Art is what I'm getting. Any kind of art, any type of medium, because again, it's about expression, self-expression. And if you are kind of afraid to pursue, what I'm seeing is they're showing me pottery. If you haven't had a chance to do it, or it's been a while since you've done it, to get back into it, maybe study under some people. Also painting pieces as well, painting pottery pieces, but also painting art, using a brush on a canvas or some sort of mixed media. Also maybe later on, like art therapy, using art as therapy for other people. I'm seeing kids, like maybe you'll work with kids later on in life doing art therapy. And I see a bunch of like little kids with paint all over their hands and paper and you smiling because it's like the biggest joy in the world. But definitely look into ceramics, doing pottery again, or starting if you have been thinking about doing pottery. And I'm not getting anything else. Okay, so let's go to the next question. I would like to know how to find peace and enjoy my life without worrying all the time. Great question. They're showing me getting into a body of water, like a lake, floating peacefully in a gentle stream, taking baths, lots of water. I'm seeing even doing meditation with something to do with like sailing or sitting by a shore and watching the water is a great visualization for you to help you have something tangible and something that you like, because that seems to, the water lapping up has a hypnotic effect. And especially for you, that just sort of takes you into a present moment state of mind instead of the worry. And also to get help for that, because you can stop worrying. You just have to retrain your brain on how to. So one of the things they're saying is like hypnotherapy. There's lots of great therapy, somatic psychology to help you be more in your body, less in your head, and to give you great activities to do to retrain your brain to stop going into worrying mode and going into a peaceful mode, a calm mode, being more in the present moment. And what they bring to my mind is Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. They're allowing me to interject my thoughts that it was such a great book that helped me really get into learning how to be in the present moment just by reading his book. Somehow his transmission and energy coming from the book, just I was able to extrapolate it, and it really, really helped me to understand how I could be more present in my life for myself. Because I used to be a warrior too, a warrior. And another thing too, they're letting me interject is really when I first moved to LA, I was really stressed out. It was hard for me to sit still. And that was not the way I was before. I would meditate and chant Om. And that really helped me quiet my mind. I did that like every night and in the morning for like, you know, I started with 5-10 minutes and I would go on to 20-30 minutes just chanting Om over and over again. And do it in a way that resonates with you. So it could be like, oh, just really short or long. Oh. And just, oh God, just feeling that vibration in my body. Oh, just really gets me into a present. It makes me be in the now and just is very soothing. So let's see if there's anything else that they have to say, because those were my interjections. That's not from the founders of the Akashic Records. Let's see if they have anything else to say. They also say grounding too. That's why they're telling you to, if you can't get to a body of water, the bathtub works, because that's still an element of the earth. But meditating or just sitting on the ground anywhere in a park, somewhere clean, preferably. But sitting on the ground, putting your bare feet and hands on the ground. And if you can, just putting a sheet down and laying on the ground, asking, how can I find more peace, is a great activity for you to become more peaceful and less worry. It is a practice. It may not happen overnight. But with enough practice of chanting or meditating, sitting on the, just taking a book or don't get on your phone and watch a movie or video, just looking up at the sky or the tree while you're laying on the earth is enough. 5 minutes, 10 minutes to give you a sense of inner peace and calm and absorbing in a more conscious way the Earth's energy and letting the Earth recycle any excess energy that you have, which is a lot of worry. So yes, they recommend seeing some sort of counselor, a somatic psychologist they're recommending. That just means their body, it's body-based psychology. So using your body to find where stress is, and they guide you through that process, because it's just about retraining your brain. So going to a hypnotherapist too. Okay. Let's see. Great question. All right, here's another great question. From an Akashic perspective, what does eating humanely raised meat look like energetically? Well, it's participating in a cycle of life, and energetically, you know, you're taking on the energy of that animal depending on how much it's been processed. So if it's straight from the farm to the farmer's market, fresh, you slaughtered it yourself or somebody else slaughtered it, you're taking more of that energy on versus buying meat at the grocery store, which has gone through a lot of hands. And at that point, energetically, they're saying there's not, it's just sort of a, it has an energy, but it's not really distinct. There's not much energy that you're taking on because it's been passed through so many hands. What I'm getting is, I'm being shown, it's kind of like, I don't know if anybody knows or remembers or is old enough to know what Pac-Man, the video game, was. This little circle that had a mouth that would just eat dots. So it's just showing me kind of like a Russian doll set, you know? So you have, let's say, a cow eating grass, maybe has little bugs on it, little microscopic bacteria is eating that. And then you're eating the cow. So it's just showing me just like, it's a, I don't know, a cycle. I don't know how to describe it. Just like Pac-Man, Pac-Man eats a little dot, and then something bigger eats the Pac-Man, and nothing is eating the human being except your own stress. But they're showing that you know, eating humanely raised meat coming fresh from the farmer's market even has a couple of hands that it goes through, right? Because they usually send it to someone else to butcher it, package it, and then giving it to their salespeople to go and sell it at, you know, your local farmer's market. So the energy is a little bit brighter than buying conventionally raised meats in a grocery store that's mass produced. And they're saying if you want to add more energy, just blessing the meat and being grateful for the animal to give up their life, and the people that have raised it, and all the hands that it passed to get to your plate. And that brings in a beautiful energy that you can ingest. But there's not really, they're not showing me anything like, other than saying it's a cycle of life on Earth, that omnivores, carnivores have to kill the animal to eat it, whether it's someone hunting or like an animal, prey animals, and human being the top predators. They're saying it's definitely different from a hunter going out and killing its own meat than a consumer, obviously, but going to the market and buying meat. There's more of a connection. The work that goes into hunting and getting the gear and the knowledge and, you know, dragging the animal back, and, you know, doing processing the meat, skinning and butchering, storing, brings a different energy, an energy more of appreciation and closer to a natural cycle of hunter and gatherers, an ancient way of life that humans have subsisted on since humans could develop tools and hunt animals. Eating humanely raised meat giving gratitude will definitely add to the, I don't want to say it's not dead, it's just a flat line. You know, there's nothing, it's just, there's no flavor, let's say energetically, there's nothing energetically that you're pulling from the meat, even though others might tell you differently. But at that point, when you're eating meat that you bought from a store, either from a farmer's market, which has less people involved than a big corporation that does mass production of meat, that buying it locally has a cleaner type of energy than it would from if you bought it from a grocery store like Tyson Chicken or something. It's an interesting question. I'm not getting anything else. But yeah, there's no, you know, they're not showing any colors. It's just sort of colorless. It's like vapor. The energy is vaporous. Not vapid, but there's really no energy in it other than the energy of what humans have always done. And it's just a easier, more convenient way for most people to buy meat in the store than going out into the wild and going to someone's backyard and stealing someone's chicken to eat it. So yeah, that's all I'm getting for that. So thanks for that question. And someone asked, I would like to know what is my purpose and how exactly I can fulfill it. Okay, so I had to go back and get the username of that person so we could connect to it, to that person. Okay, I would like to know what is my purpose and how exactly I can fulfill it. It's interesting. A lot of these people must be empathic. I guess that's why they're on the subreddit. Yeah, your purpose is to help people. It's interesting. Your purpose is to help people. I see you kind of like almost like an occupational therapist, like someone that helps people become independent, do things independently, showing them how to buy groceries. Yeah, it seems like working with people one-on-one, people with maybe physical disabilities, maybe someone on the spectrum. Yeah, that's really beautiful. Well, I hope that helps you along your path. Yeah, that's pretty quick. I'm not getting anything else. Yeah, they definitely show me you. I don't know. I see you in a parking lot walking with someone, you know, showing them like, you know, look both ways and grabbing a card and pushing it. Yeah, you like to help people. Yeah, it's more physical. I was trying to ask about like, well, is it like speech pathology? But they're showing me it's more of a physical thing, like kind of like occupational therapy. Yeah, working with people, rehabbing them to do things on their own again, like, you know, like stroke, people who are recovering from strokes. Okay. All right. So there's that question. Yeah, let's see. Here's one from one of my best friends. What is the best time for transformational change? Well, they have a wise-ass answer, which is perfect because she is definitely a smart-ass. When it's time for transformational change, any change is going to be transformational because it's change. And you don't have to wait. It's just for when you decide that you want to change something, it's a transformation. So no matter how insignificant it may seem, like, oh, I'm going to walk to work instead of riding to work. I'm going to ride my bike to work instead of doing that. That's a pretty big change. It may not seem significant, but it has a ripple effect in your life. So it doesn't need to be transformation because they're saying you're thinking like, oh, okay, I have to make these big, huge, sweeping changes, when any choice you make is transformation. Because you're making a choice, it's creating change, and thereby transforming things, transcending things, transmuting things. So yes, anytime that you feel like you want to make a choice, hope that helps. One of my other friends asked, how can I find a stable income And when will I get married? That's what she is asking. Well, in order for it to be stable, it needs to be something that you enjoy doing, because you can only do work that you're passionate about. It's not about doing mindless work, because that just doesn't suit your needs. So being a bit entrepreneurial and going out and asking businesses if they need your services. I see writing, and really making a go of writing, even if it's just keeping like a blog, maybe even teaching people how to write an essay, how to write stories, how to write articles, how to put together their thoughts into a cohesive form. Because you do enjoy working with people and helping them. So it'll be with writing. It's something you have to really have a discipline in, keeping on task and getting work. And it may just be for a while, you know, soliciting, you know, small businesses or bigger business owners, companies, doing some writing for them. And when will you get married? There's a part of you that hasn't wanted to, and it's more of something that is expected of you. But the question is why do you want to get married? Is it for you to share your life with someone, or is it because it's expected of you? And once you make that distinction, then the answer becomes clear. Either you do want to get married or you don't. And then I have a question. So I had a new ceiling fan installed in the bedroom, and one of my cats is afraid of ceiling fans from a past experience where we had to evacuate from a huge forest fire about 5-6 years ago. And in two of the places we had evacuated to, two of my friends' homes, they had a ceiling fan, and she wouldn't come out from under the bed or the bathroom in those two places. And it's just going to take time, but I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to help her get acclimated to the ceiling fan. She won't come into the bedroom, which is nice for us because we get to sleep in and nobody's in my face waking me up at the crack of dawn to eat. So let's see. So they're showing me, visualize the fan moving and her being underneath it and feeling cool air, which she doesn't like to feel cool air. She likes to be warm. She's a cat that likes heat. But to do that visualization, they're saying, which I know to be true, that she wants to be in here, and it'll just take her a few days, and her curiosity is more than her fear of the fan. And to show her that the fan, to visualize to her, to communicate to her that stays up there and she stays down here. It won't ever touch her. It won't ever bother her other than feeling a cool breeze. Okay, well, that's it. Those are all the questions that I got from the subreddit. Yay, Akashic Records. I finally finished all those questions. So thank you so much, subredditors from Akashic Records, for being patient with me. You probably already forgot, but I will post this link next week when it comes out on Monday, and that I have the answers to your questions. So thank you once again for being here and listening. And this is actually 3 years. I think I made my first recording. I didn't start releasing episodes until September, but I started recording early on in the summer 3 years ago, in 2020. And I believe I had my first one on the 4th of July. So I gotta look at that. So it's the anniversary. Yay. Happy birthday to me and the Confident Healer podcast. My name is Sharmila Molly. Thank you so much for being here today, and I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it, and two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show, and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.